Bobby Fischer, the notoriously reclusive former world chess champion and fugitive, has been taken into custody in Japan. He was detained at Tokyo's Narita Airport after he tried to leave Japan for the Philippines on an invalid passport. The question now is whether the U.S. will seek his extradition on an outstanding arrest warrant. In 1992, Fischer was charged by a grand jury with violating international sanctions against Yugoslavia after he played a chess match against Boris Spassky in the capital, Belgrade. Those charges carry a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. Renny Chun is writing a biography of Bobby Fischer and joins us now. And Mr. Chun, can you tell us, where has Bobby Fischer been since 1992? Has he been seen in public?
Yes, there's always the Bobby sightings, these type of Bigfoot sightings around the world. He's been seen variously in cities like Budapest, Tokyo, the Philippines. He's been to Switzerland, Germany. He's traveled all over.
Let's go back to 1992 and this match in Belgrade. He was essentially coming out of retirement for this 20-year anniversary rematch with Boris Spassky. And this was a time, it seems, that he'd already descended into very bizarre, paranoid behavior.
Yes. You know, this is interesting. Obviously, Bobby in 72 was this Cold War hero. And what happened was he got involved with a cult in Los Angeles and Pasadena, gave away the bulk of his money. And by 92, he was essentially broke, homeless, in desperate need of money. And he came out of hiding and did a big money match. Unfortunately, there were UN sanctions in Yugoslavia, and that's where he decided to play. And he played the match, took the money, and never looked back. He's been living abroad ever since, on the run, a fugitive from American justice.
Well, the context of the 1992 match was that Americans were, at the time, forbidden to do business with Yugoslavia. This was a $5 million purse, and the U.S. Treasury warned him not to go, but he clearly didn't care.
That's true. There was Executive Order 1281, which was signed by President Bush Sr., who was in office at the time. And Bobby had a very dramatic press conference toward the beginning of that match, where someone asked him the question everyone wanted to ask, but was reticent to, and what do you think, Bobby, of this executive order about not playing? And he said, here's what I think, and he dramatically pulled out the executive order and spat on it, and that image went all over the wire services, and Bobby was looked upon in a different way from that moment forward.
He won that Fischer-Spassky rematch in 1992, and in the years since, he's been heard, it seems, fairly frequently on radio shows, especially in the Philippines, rabid anti-Semitic rants, even though his own mother was Jewish. And I'm curious about the call-in that he made, apparently, on September 11th of 2001. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, that was a live transmission. Radio in the Philippines called him up, and knowing that they'd get a very juicy soundbite from him, I'm sure, knowing Bobby's political leanings, and he was jumping for joy. He compared it to a coup d'etat in one of his favorite movies, and that he was looking forward to the downfall of America, that they deserved everything they got, and that was the nail in the coffin. There were many Bobby apologists in the chess world up to then, but that was really a defining moment in his life, and there was really not a lot of support for Bobby after that.
This arrest warrant for Bobby Fischer has been outstanding for 12 years. He's just been taken into custody in Japan now. How do you see this playing out? Can you imagine a Bobby Fischer trial?
Not only can I imagine it, but I suspect that it's inevitable. Bobby is no stranger to court cases. Unfortunately, Bobby never follows through with them, and he inevitably decides to represent himself. Now, if this turns into another Milosevic type of debacle, legalese-wise, I mean, I think that this could be great theater, but I think it'll be quite tragic.
Renny Chun, thanks for talking with us.
Okay.
Renny Chun wrote Bobby Fischer's Pathetic Endgame for the Atlantic Monthly in 2002. He's now working on the first full-length biography of Bobby Fischer.